Welcome to the world-renowned wrestling recap show. I always just call it, like, when I write this on the computer, I always write the wrestling show. Welcome to the wrestling show. I'm Cab Manning. He's Mr. Billy Body. What's happening?
Does anyone have a podcast called The Wrestling Show?
I don't think so, probably, because it's too... People try to come up too much with something. It's like, that's the wrestling show. Fuck it. Everybody does a wrestling review or whatever they do. I don't know. And it seems a lot of people don't do wrestling recaps anymore and have podcast feeds that are named after wrestling and don't do any wrestling recaps.
We talked a little bit about it on Man Show, but this is a more appropriate show to talk about what the hell actually happened to those guys.
You know what? Might end up being longer now because that's what our show is going to be about.
They're not the only ones. Oh, you get this, right? Patrick Mahomes wanted the WWE championship that they sent and actually has it and took pictures with it. Who the fuck wants this?
Because I was like, well, Kittle on the 49ers would want it. He'd be running around. I didn't know Mahomes watched wrestling at all. Who the fuck knows if he even does?
Well, I mean, he's got it. And then, like, they're now using it to sell belts.
Oh, my God. You know, I mean, I guess if he wants it, they're giving it to him without a question.
I mean, look at the picture.
Let me see that. Oh, shit.
This has got to be the only time this has ever worked out for them. Most of the time, like, those belts are going in the trash.
Oh, God. I wonder what they do with the fucking belts. They can't put it in the trophy case, right? I think they're probably embarrassed.
They probably ask if anybody wants it, I would say.
Anybody want this? Otherwise, I'm bringing it home to my kid.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, this is the first real time. Fiend Funko Pop is out.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one to have.
Order this right now.
Oh, shit. I'll be going to SmackDown this week, so all our listeners can see me waving to the camera, because I'll be dead center, fifth row, facing the camera, and I'll be on an aisle. So I'll have an NWO hoodie on. And I'll have a couple signs. I'm going to have a Lingus Mafia sign. And on
where's Raw on Monday? Because they just came through. Like, where were they? The blizzards in Utah.
That was in Utah. So maybe they'll be in LA. But then again, everyone's goes home.
They're in Canada. No, they're in Canada next week.
There you go. Ontario. So this is like the end, and then they all go home and then go away.
They're not in Canada. There's an Ontario in California.
Oh, really? They're in Ontario, California. Jesus. Yeah, it's south.
Ontario, California. Oh, yeah, Ontario, California, yeah. All right, so I could have got you tickets for that one.
Well.
like I was telling you. But, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I can't get them for...
I'm surprised he can't just be like, well, that's the brand, and be like, hey, I got someone that's in that area. Can you... set up the tickets. I would assume that it's just company, you know?
It's weird for this because, I mean, he just told me, I don't know. Like, and that was, he goes, I'm not sure. I've never done it before. So I said to him, Owen, right, so I know you can't get Mania because you only get two comps, right?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he probably gets more now. I said to him, what should I buy? Can you get, I said, what should I buy? And I said, shall I just, obviously, you can get Raw. I said, what about the stuff? He goes, definitely Raw. He goes, I can sweat out an access if I'm at that, and I might be able to go Hall of Fame. He goes, the others I would buy because there's nothing to do with me now. So I am, it's doubtful.
Huh.
So, I mean, I imagine that would have been the same for you. But Hall of Fame you can get, but I don't know why. I think that just may be down to the fact that it's low demand.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I'm not sure.
Jeez.
Because it doesn't have a hard cam, does it? Or anything. Like, there's not a section marked out for it. So I imagine, like, talent can just... They're just trying to give those away because that's a hard ticket to sell, no matter who you put in. For some reason, that's really dropped off as a ticket was in demand. I remember when I went to see Hulk Hogan in the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
and Brett, And I think that was the last one where like I paid when it first got big, it was like, for some reason, it was like, there was no real Hall of Fame. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, we're going to make a thing out of the Hall of Fame. We're going to like have it on WrestleMania weekend. We're going to start at WrestleMania 20. But 20, they put a load of mid-carders in, like Billy Graham and Tito Santana and a few others. And then
mid-carders, Billy Graham.
Not mid-carders, but
old but time. You know, like, yeah. Like,
but
the non-popular of today.
But on 21, they really went for it. They went with the headliner thing. They had Hogan and Piper, and then afterwards they had Brett and Eddie. And Brett and Eddie, I paid more than what it was worth. And Hogan, I paid more than what it was worth as well.
Hmm. Well, Hogan, I could understand.
Hogan was free. They used to like, it just used to be first come, first serve. It was at the Universal Amphitheater, and you had to be first come, first serve to get it. And I didn't get one of the, it was like 2,000 people in the amphitheater, and the WWE gave it away for free. And, I didn't get one of the free tickets. I ended up buying it off someone for like 200. And then it just got busy. And then it just died down completely. Then it was like, you know, to the point where it was easy to get a Hall of Fame ticket. By the time Flair went in, and like just 2 years later, it was easier to get a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why it's died. I think it's just died right down because it's just so long. They never like capped it. Before it used to be like a 2 hour show for like for five or six guys.
Yeah, I didn't go to the Hall of Fame when it was over here either because I couldn't tell you who the fuck's in it other than that it was the Macho Man one. But he's not there, so who fucking cares? If he was there, it would have fucking went. But I can't even fucking remember who else got
Kevin
in.
Kevin Nash headlined it.
Mm, he's all right then.
But it was, but
I'm
it,
like
but
there
was
no spectacular thing that stuck out. I know people
were
selling tickets.
Because it was coming off the year before where it was like Warrior and Jake the Snake and Scott Hall.
Mm.
And then the Warrior like died like 2 days later.
Yeah, died 2 days
but
later.
I think your one was it should have been headlined by Savage, but obviously he wasn't there.
Yeah, that's the issue.
So it ended up being headlined by Diesel.
Yeah, I've always liked Nash. Nash with his storytelling is always fucking great when you would hear him on Austin's show and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, Macho Man's dead and he's the biggest one. And I'm like, all right, well, I could watch Lanny. I mean, you know, whatever. But,
you know, it's weird. You put a Hall of Fame like in Google, Hall of Fame 2015, and a WWE's comes up first. Did nobody else do an annual Hall of Fame?
For what though? For anything?
For their sports.
Oh, obviously football, baseball, basketball. Everybody has.
Yeah, it's weird. How come WWE's is the first one? So that Connor the Crusher went in. And the Warrior wore that first year of that. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger went in.
Oh, yeah, because everyone booed him when he got on stage because he was the governor here.
Bushwhackers, Fujinami, Zabisco, Alondra Blaze, Rikishi, Savage. Yeah, this was no way as good as the year before.
No. Yeah, that's why it was like, all right, I'll just go to WrestleMania instead. Do that. So, yeah, I'm going to have the other sign I'm going to have is Derek Mantilla has horse teeth. That's going to be my other sign. So, I don't want to be carrying around 50 fucking signs, but I'll be nice front and center to be able to get this on TV and ruin his fucking night. That fucking horse tooth fucking ape. So yeah, my tickets were $200 a pop.
Yeah, when you said $450, I thought that was for like one.
No, God, I fucking kill myself. No, originally it was $450 and it was fourth row. I'm like, for a row fucking different. And that was like with that fucking service fees and all that bullshit. And so now I did, I was going to risk it, but when I'm taking the girlfriend, if it was me and Fausti, it's different. My other girlfriend, if it was me and Fausti, we do the same thing like with baseball. We'll wait until there's first fucking pitch and then people sell the tickets for fucking $2. So I would have done the same thing with wrestling, but I'm like, these are guaranteed great fucking seats. She's never been to a show before. So, you know, I want her to have the good experience on the first time out there. because she's not into that shit at all. So I'm trying. Well,
it'll depend how good the show is, though.
But I mean, she won't know storyline wise. So, you know, it's some crazy shit's got to go on, I guess. I mean, you hope Fiend shows up or something, but probably not. Mandy will show up, and you'll see me getting beaten in the audience because I'll be drooling over Mandy. And I told her, I'm like, right away, hey, look out for these fucking weirdos at the show, because I'm like I tell people when I say I'm a wrestling fan, but not like them, because as you know, when you see the fucking people at the show, it's a fucking, it's a human fucking tragedy looking at these people. And she's like, how the fuck do they afford these tickets then? And I'm like, oh, they don't have fucking rent to pay. They live at home in the basement. So that's why they can go to these shows. But then I told her she's going to look like Marilyn from the fucking Munsters at this show. She's going to be stick out like a fucking sore thumb.
I don't get the reference, but
have you ever seen the Munsters, the TV show, the Munsters?
Well, like Frankenstein. Is he like one of them?
Yeah, for Herman Munster and Lily and the kid and everything. And then there was Marilyn, the cousin, who was normal looking. And she was like the fucking outcast. Because she was the good-looking one of the group of the fucking monsters around her.
Right. Well,
that's
I mean, yeah.
Fucking end up these fucking.
You know,
trolls.
It's like I didn't have any idea what you were talking about, but I kind of worked out what it was anyway.
Yeah, just know that it's a round peg in a square hole at this fucking show. So I'm like, oh god, you're gonna see all these people walking around with belts, you know, all that shit, big fat fucking slobs. She saw when it was the pay-per-view.
You know what I noticed lately? I noticed actually lately, like, the main guys with the belts are actually, last few shows I went to with Nick, it's mainly, like, the black guys, surprisingly, that are, like, I've really, seen... like, I saw, like, a black, I see these black guy with, get this, I don't get how you even get to this, sort of, you know, you think, like, people like wrestlers they can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So, big fat black guy, Daniel Bryan Wooden Championship.
Oh, God. Oh my God!
I don't really get it. Like, but Austin champions. Austin had a picture because I hadn't seen that belt like in real life before.
Yeah,
and it was at MSG, and I got a picture. Austin had a picture with the title, but yeah, it's like weird. It's like, okay, so you're not, you know, you're a big fat black guy, and I don't. You know,
where do you relate
you
to it?
Think,
yeah.
Like they're immune from being like nerdy because you know so many people like copy. Black culture is like a cool thing, but sure. It's actually like, you know, but it's not. It's just that's just positive discrimination.
Yeah,
nobody ever talks about that. It was talking about like all these races,
the bad stuff. Like, yeah,
yeah,
but yeah, the stereotype they have is giant dick, and you know, so it's like, well, don't say that we always just bad mouth. there's multiple good things we say that we wish.
You know, I sent you a picture of that. Okay. Oh God!
You got coronavirus?
No, is that a big thing over there?
Yeah, it is.
A lot of publicity.
Like fuck. Oh, that's funny.
I know. It's because you can sell the it's all to sell the vaccines, and they didn't even wait. Like I predicted that like 3-4 days ago, and it's already like a thing now.
We should talk about that on a man show. What happened this week? I couldn't tell you. I will tell you exactly the one thing I remember of the whole entire show, and that's the 3-second fucking match that Drew had. I can't tell you anything else. Oh, I got one more thing. I remember one more thing. How grotesque Ruby Riott has become.
Well, how grotesque she's become now?
More like than she was... before.
All right,
she
well,
outdid
I mean,
herself.
First of all, like you always forget this, that this show, if it's off the back of pay-per-view, should include a pay-per-view, but it also includes SmackDown too.
Mm-hmm.
And it should also include last week's NXT. But we never talk about that. But last week's SmackDown did end with the dog food thing and then Strowman winning the Intercontinental Championship, which I found really weird. I mean, I knew it was coming because he was chasing it and there didn't seem like any way of ending that feud until he won it. But now he has it. Like, how does he lose it? Like, what kind of people do challenge him for it? It's such a weird situation because I don't see how you get it off him without hurting him now.
Oh, I would assume it's going to be 50 people interfere to get it. You know, it's going to be constant cheating. There's no way he just fucking loses this belt. And
yeah, I would think like you could protect him, I guess, by making him defend it in a ladder match or something. And somebody
that's
just,
true. You know. The ladder match could fuck him. I'm just thinking it's all Sami Zayn's guys, like one after another. Someone's distracting the ref. Cesaro jumps in. Then it's fucking Nakamura with a fucking move. And then, you know, Zayn will get in this. I see it like that. But I mean, I would assume he's going to have it for a while.
Yeah, I mean, apparently Nakamura had it for like over 6 months and only defended it 3 times.
Yeah, it was since summertime, and I was like, oh, shit. I couldn't even remember that he got... I'm like, wow, he has had it a long fucking time. That's unbelievable.
Well, just under 6 months, 179 days he had it for.
Yeah, like you said, 3 defenses or whatever.
And then I had that dog food thing at the end where it was like the loser eats dog food, but he didn't eat any of it. Did you notice that?
Well, sure. I mean, that's going to be the bad guy thing. He's not going to fucking sit down and eat it. So
yeah, but they didn't put it, they didn't like force it in his mouth either. Like,
well,
that's what they
did. Roman tried. He did try to put the spoon to his fucking mouth, and he fucking kept turning away from it. So then he just smashed it in his face.
Mm.
He turned into you the fucking post at that time because I was like, I was totally aware of what he was doing.
Do you think that then he goes from this to getting the Goldberg match on? It's weird because
that is
like
a rough jump.
It's weird, like, because he's coming off this loss, whereas he was in a stronger position to get the Goldberg match before. Like, if he took a week off TV, if he lost to Roman and took a week off TV, but then you embarrass him and then he gets the Goldberg match the week later, it's weird. But then if it's the Fiend, it's weird too, because I don't think Goldberg's going to Saudi to, like, lose again. So, I don't know.
Hey, listen, money talks. We know that. And it's like, yeah, who do you need me to lose to? But that is weird. Anytime we see him, he's going to fucking lose. So that's odd to me. Are you hearing that it's going to be Corbin?
Oh, no, so I got told today that because I had to chase this up, and apparently like the main matches for Crown Jewel were Sting versus Bray Wyatt for the title and Goldberg versus Baron Corbin or King Corbin, and now that they've decided that they don't need Sting and Goldberg on the show, because Sting was definitely going to be on the show. He had meetings and everything at the Royal Rumble.
Wow.
To the point where people thought he was going to be in the Royal Rumble, which is not what he was there for. So now they've just decided to put Goldberg on it instead. So I don't know whether that means that they're going to condense it and go like, you know what, we'll just have one huge match. I mean, Bray Wyatt and Sting was big enough anyway. Yeah. But unless they've decided they'll go, well, we've got Goldberg and we don't need Goldberg and Sting, so we'll put Goldberg with Wyatt, was the only thing that I could think that they would do. Because if they leave it as it is, then now it just seems, then it seems smaller. Then the show doesn't seem as big as the other ones.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, you got Hogan on it too, but I don't know what he's doing.
It is unbelievable that those shows are bigger than their regular fucking... their regular shit. It's like, and it's too close to WrestleMania. They got to stop with that bullshit.
Yeah, this is weird because usually it's the show after WrestleMania where you get all the rematches. But you know what? It's weird because I do like the fact that they did make the Raw. Like, WrestleMania is the big one. When we were first worried about it, like, they were saying, yeah, it's as big as WrestleMania. Like, they were trying to promote it like that. But then when we watched it, it was garbage.
Yeah, but you're like now, I'm going to fucking lose out because it's going to be a better show than Mania. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's like found its place now. It's not as big as Rumble or SummerSlam or WrestleMania, but it is behind those. I wouldn't say it was necessarily smaller than Survivor Series. I wouldn't say Crown Jewel was smaller than Survivor Series. I would have said Crown Jewel was felt bigger.
Yeah, I think over especially the last few years about Survivor Series doesn't get the same feel that it used to, where it was a big four, whatever the hell it was.
No, the team thing mixed with things works well. Like when it was Goldberg and Brock and Goldberg won, that was the last time it felt really big. But now it's like the team thing over and over again. But it's like, who cares? Like now, like it was worked as a one-off, but now like years later, it's like actually the fans don't support a brand. They try and make it out like it's, you know, Yankees versus Boston, or mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It's like it's like we support these brands like we support our teams. It's like, no, we don't. Like they pretty much
I'm not watching SmackDown. Fuck them. I'm a Raw guy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's only two or three teams to even play for. So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I like that they try to make it a battlefield. Meanwhile, I'm all NXT. I'm all for them. But meanwhile, they get called up, and then you're fucked. So, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only one where it is. I mean, it's weird now because it's like NXT won that match in Survivor Series, and now they're going, and now it's going to the point where Charlotte is obviously going to confirm the match with Rhea Ripley tonight.
That is so odd. It's very odd to me. I like the match itself, but I'm like, she's going to fucking win an NXT title? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but that's the move away from the what you're thinking now. I think that is the way that they're trying to move away from the, well, it's three brands. There's no developmental brand. But then it's actually like, then you would think that maybe now NXT UK is the developmental brand where you would send people.
And speaking of, have you ever heard of a wrestler named Timothy Thatcher?
I have. Rings a bell.
Yeah. He finally got signed by WWE. Fucking fantastic. He wrestles over here in my organization that I was trained in and all that kind of stuff. So he's been around a fucking while, but his matches are fucking great, and that's with the shitty indie stuff. So everyone needs to remember that name. I used to do commentary, and one of my lines was, I said, this guy is really from England. If you don't believe me, just ask him to smile. So I was a bad guy at that time. So, yeah, he got signed this week, and I was like, oh, good, that'll be great. So,
What's his like, working name?
It's just Timothy Thatcher.
Yeah, the name rings a bell. I don't know why.
That's what he goes by. So I don't know if they'll change it, but they've been seem to be good about not. So we'll see. Good shape, everything, good size.
The product like definitely felt like it's slowed down from last week from the Rumble. It seemed a bit more like, all right, let's like steady the ship. You know, it's in terms of like let's slow the car down now a bit. Like we sort of entered a speed limit zone this week, I would say. I don't think it was bad. I don't think it didn't feel particularly long and boring, but I just don't think anything really happened.
So here's my question, and this is where they fuck up again. So we get Liv and Lana, right? And Lana likes to come out wearing her fabulous moolah fucking wrestling outfit. And so this is kind of the fucking end, right? It's the blow off. Liv Morgan wins again, and then Ruby Riott comes out and starts their new feud. So did we ever get a payoff or ever get anything about what was the deal between the two of them, Lana and Morgan? We get to know nothing.
She went down on her.
Yeah, apparently, and they don't say anything, and it's like, it's ignored. It's like, they just hate each other, and there's
because they
pussy
out of doing the storyline, and look, the same way they keep pussying out of, like, this whole thing now is hinting towards Sonya likes Mandy, and she's going to be jealous of Otis, but I wonder if they'll go through with it in a couple of weeks.
I'm dying to see where they do with that, too, because it's... Like I said, I don't think they know where they're fucking going. And they're like, all right, well, let's just keep it going because it's entertaining. And then you go, okay, well, now
but
what?
Mandy's actually a lesbian, so.
Is that what it's going to turn into?
Well, I think, that's what they're trying to. Well, I mean, Mandy is, I mean, not Mandy, sorry.
I was going to say, where the fuck was that news?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, Sonya's really a lesbian, so, I mean.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know she wants that storyline because she was all pissed off that Morgan got it. But, I mean, that they started that for a long time ago where she would look at Mandy and shit like that. And then that went away.
And then they pussied out of it.
It is weird that they would do it because it's like they're good friends. And then she's got to be like, now I got to fucking end up making out with a chick that's really fucking gay. And I'm like, I don't know how she's friends with her and not want to fuck her the whole fucking time. And that other
that weird,
girlfriend
though, like,
of hers got
like,
freaked
how
out.
I mean, in a like a fake thing, like why you feel entitled to have the gay storyline because you're really gay.
Yeah, I could understand like, that you would feel entitled, be like, but I'm really gay, so if you're gonna have a gay storyline, throw me in it. But then again, it's acting, and you don't fit that role. I mean, would it have fit the role if Sonya came out saying all the shit that Liv did, and because she's more like a rough chick, it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't come off right. It totally wouldn't have the same feel, like she was all hurt. She's not that character. She's more badass character than fucking some frilly fucking you hurt my feelings chick.
Yeah, I know, but then she's like also got more of a dykey personality as well, in terms of like more of those lesbians, they would be cage fighters. That Amanda Nunes, like the top one, she's a lesbian, so
God. Ruby Riott, who got even more fucking tattoos. Toucan Sam, she walk out there and she beats up Liv Morgan.
Exactly the same thing they did with Edge and Orton like the week before.
Yeah, and I laughed at, like, are we not supposed to know that she's gonna attack her? Because there's no reason she'd interrupt to come out to hug her, you know?
You know what's even weirder? Like, they just had, like, Orton come out and then not be able to talk, and then he goes back in, and then they do the same fucking storyline on the first segment after Orton comes out. It's like, at least separate it to hide the fact you're doing this, that you couldn't think of anything else.
Well, let's admit, though, Liv's, this whole character change for her has done wonders and lovely new outfits and everything. She's looking good. She's going to be in the race for Miss Lingus this year, for sure.
With who else, though? I mean, Mandy's going to do better this year.
Mandy won last year over Bliss, who won 2 years in a row. Bliss won 2 years in a row, and...
I know Bliss won, but I must have missed the Mandy one.
Yeah, that was last year, was Mandy. And then... And she won by one fucking vote over Bliss. That's how it came down. One fucking vote.
I think I may remember this being mentioned.
Yeah. So this year it'll be interesting because I think Liv is going to be in the fucking mix because of these new outfits and looking good. Charlie's usually around there too. There's only like four realistic winners. Actually, three, more like it, I think, realistic, that could be the hot chick of the year. And it's Mandy, Bliss, and fucking Liv.
I think Paige could have a chance.
You know, Paige got to be in there, I guess. You know what? Paige won the first year, and I was fucking angry about it. And Fausti ruined that. He picked her. And I was like, what the fuck? So, yeah, she won.
Yeah, with them new tits.
My God. Like, enormous. Fucking big fucking boulders. You know, she takes that tank top off, and they're just sitting there.
It's good, though. Like, you need to get them done like that if you're going to get them done. There's no point going up two sizes.
Yeah, I mean, let's go. That's like if I buy something, I buy a big TV. I don't just go up the next size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right, let's finish this show out. I'll have my report next week from SmackDown.
One thing I wanted to talk on, like on a serious note, like we talked about the Drew thing earlier. Now, so I like you know I chat to him about his stuff and in terms of how he's feeling and all that, and he's not. He took a line out this week where they said, so last week Adam challenged Brock, right? Mm-hmm. Which he was all on board with. And then this week, apparently, his stuff said, I don't know if I should be talking about this, but it's not really that insider. It's pretty common sense. Where he turned around and said that his script said, I don't care whether it's, hold on, let me find it. I don't want to like, say anything. Okay. Supposed to say if Brock isn't champion, and I said, I'm not saying that. Imagine all fired up. I'm gonna beat Brock WrestleMania and become champion, and he loses. Yeah. So okay, this is all. I'll paraphrase it because you need to hold the whole conversation, and I'm not talking about my whole conversation.
Sure.
So basically, there was lines in there in terms of like. Backtracking in terms of saying it doesn't matter who the champion is, I'm going to win the championship at WrestleMania, where it was like, no, he's like, I got to keep it like on point because I went out and said Brock last week, which is true. But then now Ricochet has won and you're supposed to really say...
you got to leave that open.
Yeah. But the thing is that he's so... blatantly challenged Brock and is only talking about Brock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it would take away from the match at least a little bit to to sidetrack the road. I don't know why they do this, right? Because they have a straight road and they have a match that everybody wants to see, mm-hmm. and they built it up. And now they sidewinded it with a title defense, which we all know it's not that sidewinder, because there's no one in the world who's thinking that Ricochet is going to win, and he's not going to win.
Of course.
But the thing is that when the momentum's built up for the feud, and Brock is even there this week. So Brock's there on Raw, which was a surprise at the end. He didn't touch Drew at all during the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no interaction between them at all. And then Drew's obviously concerned about it. And he goes, oh, it's all right. Like, you know, I got through this week. It was pretty much, he goes, I just got to get through another week. I just got to get through next week until the show's done. And then we'll be back on course. I said to him, and I texted him and said, it's 3 weeks. He went, are you shitting me? I went, no. I said, it's the last Thursday in February. And then he went, all right, he goes, well, I'll speak to them then. Because it's like, he's thinking, what am I supposed to go out there and do for 3 weeks if I'm no longer allowed to say that it's going to be directly against Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, he's got to take a back seat because they got to do the next show first, which is this one. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He doesn't he doesn't want to. He already overlooked the line this week, and next week's going to be even worse because now we know who the person is. Whereas this week it was supposed to be. I don't care whether it's Rollins or Lashley or Ricochet or Brock, and he was like, I'm not saying that because my whole thing is about Brock. And then next week there's going to be an actual person there. So for 3 weeks he's got to go on TV and not say Ricochet's name. But also not say Brock's name because we don't know who the champion is. So it's like, you might as well leave him off. Or like, you might as well just do matches where he has to stop talking. Because he can't really be in a position where he talks now, can he?
Yeah, it's the whole thing's a fucking wreck, kind of.
That's what's getting him over. But the thing is, it was so simple. It was like, last week we're thinking, oh, you can't mess this up now. Like, it's just a case of keeping us interested till we get there. And Edge has the benefit now of being off TV. So what do you do with Drew? You can't take him off TV. How many things can you do for the next 3 weeks? I guess you could do something with maybe like a video package, or you just have wins, or you go into like a mini feud, like temporarily with somebody. But I don't know really where you go. I mean, I always feel like he would lose momentum if he replaces Joe and like just goes in and starts teaming with Owens to beat like Rollins' team or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure. It is a weird situation because I didn't really think about it until I chat to him today and he goes, oh yeah, there was a line that they want me to start talking about how I don't care who I have to face. And I was like, well, yeah, like you do, don't you? Like, it's like the whole thing is his thing was more about Brock than about the championship. Whereas if they could go back and do it, it would have been last week. It would have been like, oh, I'm going to be challenging for this championship because he didn't do a speech where he's like, I'm going for this championship. It's the belt that Hogan held, Bret held, Michaels held. It's the belt that I've like always wanted when I was a kid. He didn't say that, did he?
No.
He went, I want Brock. And so it's like, if you can't take it off point now because you never spoke about the belt at all.
Yeah, it's weird. And it makes it...
It's dumb.
He can't even do something like, and if you don't have the belt, I still want your fucking ass and I don't care. It's, who cares then? You know, because then it'd be like, well, obviously he could be beat. He just fucking lost the belt. So...
It's weird. I don't know why they... I mean, obviously, like, this is the whole Saudi thing. It's like Brock is signed to do every single one. So...
Hmm.
It's just weird. I don't know why they did this. And the thing is that I guess another way you could have done it is maybe just got the match booked later, like in terms of making making Ricochet the number one contender like a week before. Do you know what I mean? Like just not even building the match at all. But the thing is that for the next 3 weeks though, you've got to make it all about Ricochet. Like, he's going to have to beat everybody to look even... Because have you seen social media?
Mm-mm.
Like, they are just saying... They are just shitting all over this match. It's like, this match is stupid. He has no chance. Who booked this? Like, why are they doing this? And, like, Ricochet is just going on there like a little stooge and going, thanks for your support, guys, and sending all this, like... and doing, and he tweeted someone going, "I respect your opinion," and basically a wrestling news site just went, "Ricochet responds to criticism," and it's all this stuff where he's going, and he's like going on there, he's going, "Thanks for your support," like to negative comments, he's just being sarcastic, "I'm thanks for your support," and he's going, "I respect your opinion," so like he's basically responded with sarcasm, and one guy responded by saying, "I won more matches last year than anyone else on Raw," so.
Jesus. All right.
I don't know. Well, that's good insight. What do you think? What's your input in what you do for 3 weeks with everybody? Because they had a clear direction.
I don't know if they end up. Do you think that ends up in a 3-way somehow, and fucking really ruins shit? No, they got to keep everyone away from everybody. But they can't even have Drew against Ricochet.
And this is why Roman Reigns was winning the Royal Rumble, because they would have Drew eliminate Brock, and then Drew would have had his own path to WrestleMania, which would have gone through winning the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman, we would have already known now. And so the Elimination Chamber was meant to be two chamber matches with Drew winning the title shot and Bray Wyatt defending the title. So with Roman, it would have been like, Roman's thing would have been, "I've got the title match and I'll face anybody in the chamber." That would have been fine. Whereas Drew's path wasn't meant to be that. And now you have this situation where you knew Brock Lesnar was going to like Crown Jewel. So that's why.
To have Drew off fucking TV.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I think.
It's true, because he can't go talk shit to Brock, because then they ignore the fact that Ricochet, quote unquote, has a chance. They got to pretend he's got a chance. Otherwise, this doesn't. I mean, what the fuck, have the match?
I mean, the other thing you could do is just have. What about, like, if you have a match between Drew and Ricochet? Not for no reason, like, just in terms of saying the two men.
Unless Brock comes in and beats them both up.
That's what I was just about to say. Oh, yeah,
yeah, because that's fucking terrible. You can't have any of them win. But then it's going to be... Drew would be expected to fucking get retaliation during Crown Jewel and cost Brock the fucking match.
Well, no, then he'd be costing himself.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Like, if it was a credible opponent, or if it wasn't Brock Lesnar, if it was like a normal champion, then Drew could do the thing where he comes down and costs the challenger the belt and then has a little mini feud with them. But I don't know. It's weird. It's just like, I guess what they're doing is basically just they've given you a match on purpose where the challenger has no chance. And the only thing that he's going to do is hit a few high risk moves before he loses.
How about if he were to do, he has to gear up and just instead of calling by name, just say, "I got to gear up for the main event of WrestleMania." Just constantly say that. And then he could do things where he does the fucking call out whoever. Open challenge. So he could warm up. He wants every different size opponent he can do to get himself ready. Kind of like he's getting, like it's a real sport. Like you're getting yourself ready for a fucking match.
My solution, we've gone well over here, but my solution would be to basically just to say, if Ricochet does win, it doesn't affect WrestleMania because Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre are already in that main event and Ricochet will just come in as champion if he wins. That way Drew can keep talking about Brock, right? Because they have a match and Ricochet is the one who just gets added to it.
Oh, then it would be just a 3-way then.
Yeah, like basically the Drew and Brock's spot is absolutely guaranteed and Ricochet has the opportunity to walk in as the champion. And that would be the phrasing. Be very careful with the phrasing and just say Ricochet will walk in as champion. Ricochet has the opportunity. Don't even say Ricochet has the opportunity to change the main event. Just say that Ricochet has the opportunity to walk into WrestleMania as the champion and add himself to the main event.
That works. I think that completely fucking works. And I think that's the only way to fucking do it.
And people might even start to think that it could happen, like just because they were so precise about I mean, it's just other things. I mean, that's one thing they could do in wrestling. Like, I always think about just ways that they can say things. Another thing they can do is before, like, the go on like the go home show, is do something where Drew ends up on top of Lesnar, like where he just, you know, claymores him. Like, he gets attacked and then still gets out and then claymores him. And if Drew hits the last offensive move on Raw, right, mm-hmm. before WrestleMania, then that puts a seed of doubt in that he was going to win. Stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, anytime you're on top, yeah, that's always the case.
Because there is loads of ways to, like, flip script and confuse people. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
All right. That is your wrestling recap and a little bit of insider stuff. See what happens when you wait till the end and you get a little bit of a Easter egg, right? We'll be back next week. I'll tell you what it was like with Raw, SmackDown in San Jose on Friday. And we'll actually have more of a SmackDown review for you, I guess. I've been Cav. He's been Billy. We'll see you next week because we're out of time.